Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today FM.
The story.
Today FM.
You know Nina Conti, Dave.
Yes, Nina Conti is a brilliant British comedian. She is the woman who puts masks on volunteers from the audience. And then does a ventriloquism act with the volunteers and also has other puppets and things as well. But
the mouth moves on the mask. It's just so funny.
So painfully funny when you watch her stuff. I love it.
Well, look, you'll know her and her monkey from shows like QI, Live at the Apollo, and now she's bringing her incredible dating show to Ireland. Nina Conti will be trying to set people up, kind of, and it is a great pleasure to have her on the line. Good morning, Nina.
Wow, well, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. It's lovely to talk to you. It's been a while since we spoke to you on the show, definitely pre-COVID, but it's lovely that you're back on stage. First show in 4 years. It's got to feel like you're going home in some ways.
Oh, wow. Is it the first in 4 years? I feel like I've been doing this show for 4 years because it spanned all those postponements and everything.
But I know.
It's so different from what I said it was going to be, which is a dating show. I thought it was going to matchmake people. Turns out, no, I'm not good at that. I just like it being funny. So I sabotage existingly good relationships.
Yeah, because I mean, if people found love, it wouldn't be particularly hilarious. So I think, you know, damaged relationships are just so much more funny.
It's really funny, isn't it? It's funnier to say all the things that aren't working.
And how do you decide who's going to come up on stage with you? I know that you've had people's parents on stage and, you know, you've had such a great mix of people. Is it really just in the moment you look at someone's face and think, you?
Yeah, I avoid the people who are terrified. I avoid the people who are really keen. And then the middle ground is really fruitful.
Yeah, but isn't it the case then if you do, you know, put these famous masks that you are famous for doing and you effectively say what those people are saying? I mean, does it matter who you get on stage, really?
No, it doesn't. I try to make it look like, so I'm controlling this mouth that they're wearing. So it looks like I'm making them like a human cartoon come to life. But I always try and say what it looks like that face might be saying
right. Like
as accurately as I can and fitting the body language and everything. I don't remember anything I've done when I come off stage. I've entered a kind of state of narration and there's no forward thinking. There's absolutely no control in what I'm doing. But it's funny for me that way.
And in that sense, where do you see the comedy coming from? Do you see it coming from your own brain, or do you have a more ethereal view?
I've got hardly anything to do with it, certainly the way I experience it. And I actually come off stage thinking, well, they were really funny, that one, that Scottish one, he was funny. He wasn't Scottish, he wasn't funny, he was just a person put in a ridiculous predicament. Yeah,
you said what he said in your Scottish accent.
But at the same time, I didn't say it, you know, it wasn't something that I would have said.
Well, whatever you're doing, it's working. We would love you to take part in What's the Story today. Are you up for that?
I've fallen to pieces completely as a person trying to think of a story. the first moment I met Monkey, I suppose, feels a little bit like a pivotal moment in my life.
Well, we'd love to hear that because, you know, Monkey is such an important part of your work. We'd love to hear how you met.
Well, I was quite drunk. And I had learned a tiny bit of ventriloquism, not really very much, but just enough to know that I was kind of natural at not moving my mouth. But I'd been using like a mannequin, one of those horrible things, and everything he said was lecherous, and it didn't make any sense to me why I kept making him say these things that were lecherous on me. I was like, this is the sickest thing I've ever done, making this awful guy fancy me. What am I doing? Anyway, it was in the night, and I just remembered I had a funny looking little monkey hand puppet. I thought, oh my goodness, maybe his mouth opens. And I got him from wherever he was, I don't know, some back of some cupboard. And I pulled out all his stuffing and I realized I could get my hand into his face. And I worked it right to the front of his mouth and I turned him to look at me. I like got a shock. I wonder if retrospectively I've made this moment more pivotal than it was. But as soon as it looked at me, I thought, oh, now we're talking. Now, this guy knows all my secrets. This guy is going to out me for everything grubby I ever do. And he's kind of not on my side, but he's more me than I am. And he just said, hello, Nina. And I was like,
So did he instantly sound like that?
Yeah, he sounded like that. He actually spoke slowly. He was like, Nina. Nina, I remember going, Nina, looking at him going, oh, I'm in trouble now.
Does it ever make you think about the kind of brain that you have? Like most people when they're at home drunk, you know, they make cheese toasties and fall asleep with the grill on or, you know, sit down and watch 2 hours of Sky News or I don't know, whatever else happens to be on.
The other things that you're not mentioning, yeah. I mean, I think I might do those too, but maybe I'm like petrified of being alone. Maybe is like the sadder side of it, where I'm an only child. I'm like always been trying to populate my life. So I think that might be the reason. And also I was brought up quite progressively, but also like I had to be really squeaky clean and like a really, I don't know, like a likable person who only does nice things. So as soon as you know that's what you have to be, something else starts growing in the mud, you know.
All you need is a vessel through which to transfer this filth you've been building up over the years.
Yeah, you suppress this sort of shadow side, and it was like suddenly the dam burst and there he was coming out the monkey. Well, so he's like more the real me than I am. I'm the construct for society. he's the actual voice.
In the same way that his head turned towards you, your eyes met and you realized you were connected for life and something powerful was going to happen. Are you ever afraid that someday you'll put your hands in, you'll turn his head towards yours and the connection will be gone and you'll realize,
oh no,
it's time to move on.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh God. Oh, that's horrible. That's going to be a nightmare now. He's got nothing else to say. Or he's like floats away like I've done my work, like Mary Poppins.
Yes, time for another monkey.
Yeah.
He just slowly unravels from the bottom up.
We should start seeing other monkeys. That conversation often happens in relationships.
Monkey will be here forever. Don't worry.
I got some backups, you know. He's cloned like
that. That's good to hear.
Break out another one, you know.
Yeah, because I know that from time to time, famous puppets do tend to go missing. Mm. I think where Zig and Zag, they were kind of our famous TV puppets here for years.
Yeah.
They did the Big Breakfast years ago.
Don't think one of them went missing. I know Bosco went missing, like on for ages.
We had another one called Bosco, but in fairness, he was so annoying, most of the country wanted to kidnap him, so that was acceptable. Well, look, thank you so much, Nina. We can't wait to see you on Irish stages on your tour in June. And thank you for doing What's the Story today.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Nina.
Bye.
What's the Story? Today FM. Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.